Stephen Jew here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to set real estate investing financial goals. And I just said right before we started the show, as ironic as this is, because there's the word financial in the title, This is way more spiritual and way more inspirational than it is technical.
I'm proud of you, Stephen.
Wow, I just heard my mom talk to me there. I just heard my mom from from the other side.
You finally get it.
I made a potty. I'm proud of you, Stephen.
That's awesome. Next time, get it in here. That's right. Aim for the Cheerio, sweetie.
Aim for the Cheerio, really? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, when you're teaching a little boy to pee, you throw Cheerios in the toilet.
I didn't know that.
And I can sink the Cheerios.
I just let the kids figure it out themselves.
No. That's aiming. Hilarious. Yeah, you get
pretty much let the kids just raise themselves.
As a man, isn't it more fun when it's target practice?
I don't know.
All right.
It stopped being fun. That kind of thing stopped being fun a long time ago for me. Okay. If I want to have some fun, it doesn't involve that.
Okay. Anyway, I am proud of you for not only picking but entertaining this conversation. And I know we have some good stuff to say.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members in the landinvestors.com. online community. It's free. And I have to say it, Jill, this is a very lengthy question. It's a very lengthy question, and a story unfolds and it has a beautiful and happy ending. So feel free to paraphrase, but it's lengthy.
All right. I won't give up.
And I'll help you.
Okay. And hi, Abby. Abby wrote this. Abby asks, hi, guys. I wanted to send a neighbor letter to all the neighbors in a 1 mile radius for a property that I want to sell in a not so rural area, kind of infill lots. Does anyone have a template I can use? Ideally, I want the neighbors to make me an offer and then I pick the highest bidder. So one of our members already wrote in and said, Kevin, this is so fun to you. Anytime you want, just go on our online community. You can easily keyword search and find these conversations, put in like neighbor letter, and it'll pop up and you can read, because I'm sure since we recorded this, there's probably six more responses in there. So, but Kevin wrote, Abby, I've had a great success with neighbor letters in non-rural areas. I don't ask them to bid. I tell them that I have purchased this property and plan to sell it for the wholesale price of X. Please contact me if you're interested in purchasing the property. I include the APN, the legal description, color map with a parcel outlined on the map. I keep it all on one page, including the map image. If you can make an offer, if you can offer a nice lot for 50 to 60% of the comps, this will work.
Private message,
your email address, and I will send you one of my neighbor letters. That's so nice. And then one of our other members, Jake, chimed in. I'm wondering if you were to put the retail/market price of the parcel and then say you're willing to take less than this price, make an offer, they would maybe offer more than if you would have asked, and they also know they're getting a deal because they're offering their price under what you
under
think the, is a market,
market
value.
Under market price.
Right. So then Abby replied, is this the last thing?
No.
Oh. Abby replied, yes, that's what I ended up doing. They should be getting my mail delivered sometime this week or next week. I'm excited to see results of this experiment. Abby responded a week later, neighbors are calling back to sell their property to me, LOL.
That's my point here.
It was hilarious.
You can expect that. When you send these neighbor letters out to sell a piece of property, you're going to probably most likely buy another piece of property.
You might drum up some more.
Yeah.
So then another week passes and Abby wrote in, well, I ended up buying the neighbor's property as well. I did, however, sell a couple of different properties to neighbors via those letters. It's hilarious. You just got people on his site and all that.
So it worked both ends.
Totally.
You bought more property and you sold the properties that you had.
I'd say about 40% chance in general that immediate neighbors will buy it based on my limited experience.
My experience is 50%.
Yeah.
All three of these guys have it dead straight.
Yep.
When you buy a piece of property, draw a circle. You can do this in any of our data products. It starts with PersiFact by checking to see those immediate neighbors, because if it's a property that's actually fairly usable and somebody's using the land next to it, like let's say raising cattle or I don't know, horses or anything, they're using the land, they're going to want the adjacent property, especially if it's under value.
Right.
So PersiFact is a place to start to see what these, who owns these properties, and to get them a letter. Then you go into these other data products we have and send everybody a letter.
Exactly.
And it costs pennies to sell a piece of property, and it never hits a market.
Yep.
It's very, very efficient. We do it all the time.
Yep.
We do it with houses too.
Yep.
Today's topic, how to set real estate investment financial goals. This is the meat of the show. When you really philosophically take a few steps back and think about goals, think about the thought that Elon Musk had when he started Tesla. You know, it has to start with waking up, pouring yourself a cup of coffee and saying, you know, I need to start an electric car company because gas cars are stupid and they're too expensive and they're inefficient. And then you get to thinking the next day, well, wait a second, I looked into it a little bit, spent an hour on the internet. It's not that hard to, electric cars, it should be really easy. They have way less parts and on and on and on. So the same thing happens when you set real estate investment goals. It doesn't, I've done this incorrectly in my life and I've done it correctly. You don't wanna, from an accounting standpoint, get into a spreadsheet and make a date column and then go to the far right of the spreadsheet and say, I wanna have $3 million by the time I'm XYZ years old. And then fill in the columns of the sheet to the left until you get there. That's part of this, but it all starts with something way more spiritual and personal than that, or the math doesn't matter. So you need to, like one of our members, his approach to this, Joe Martin, was, I'm gonna make $1 million and I'm gonna do it by this date. And I'm, you know, and here's the time I'm going to get up in the morning. And he's very, very emotional about it. And not emotional, scatterbrained, weirdo emotional. It's very important to him for some reason to hit these goals. And so he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells himself every day, this is, yep, I'm on track, or nope, I'm not on track. I mean, we, I mean, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you have a lot to say.
No, yeah, I love what you're saying. Everything. So my, what I want to share here is nothing is crazy. It may sound crazy, like when you really think about the, I like your Elon Musk example. You hadn't shared that with me before, but I'm sure everybody around him thought he was nuts. Like, you don't know anything about this. Or even not even that, think about the whole space stuff he's doing. Come on, that's not your thing. You know, and then now we're gonna dig a tunnel under LA, really? You know, I mean, I'm sure he's, all these goals, I know he got pushback. But he just said, you know what, I'm gonna figure this out. That's it. So none of this is crazy. You just have to, for the first thing, I think, and I watch other people doing this successfully as well, you have to say it out loud, and you have to say it to somebody
other
than you too, by the way.
And write it down.
It can't be like a secret in your wallet, because then it's like, I can change it at any time. Because if you keep it a secret from everybody, and it's hidden in your wallet on a little stick, you know, a sticky note, that means you don't really believe it yourself, and then you're not gonna be all in. You've got to really say it, you've got to put it out there, and you've got to tell it to somebody else. So
Jill and I live in these little beach communities in Los Angeles, and there's a lot of very successful people, and we socialize a lot. And several of our friends come to us and say, all right, you know, what is it with you guys? Because you make this look easy, you have the show, there's a lot of, you know, what's the deal? And here's the first question I ask every single one of them without exception. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, what do you want to do? Because that's what they're really asking us. Can I do it too?
Right.
And I get, here's some answers that I get. Well, I never really thought about it. That's the most, the popular answer. Well, you know, I hate my job, so I don't want to be there. And then they start working through it.
It depends on how this year ends.
That.
It's a lot of that, I hear.
Then we get some version of this. Well, my kid's going to be in school for 2 more years. Then I'd like to travel for a while. Then I'd like to, all right, I shut down already.
Exactly.
But one of Jill's friends specifically answered the question like this. And she said, and she's a real estate agent. She's not even an investor or any, and has no plan to be.
Mm-hmm.
She said, In 5 years, I see myself flying a jet around, figuring out which properties to buy and sell for, on behalf of a handful of clients. She was very detailed about it. And I just about fell out of my chair. And you know what I responded and said? You do not need us at all.
Yeah.
You have this all figured out, and I'm happy for you, and I can't wait to watch this whole thing unfold from afar. That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes.
Exactly.
She somehow, for some reason, and I'll tell you what.
She'll do it.
All the conversations that I've ever had with her were all about kittens and kids and diaper changes and stupid, stupid stuff that you would expect out of a young blonde woman. But I'll tell you what. Now I'm like, I can't wait to see this. You know who I'm talking about.
I do know who you're talking about.
And so that's why, that was actually, it was the inspiration for me to write this title. Because it's
cool.
Not, spreadsheet's not the answer to everything.
No.
You know, I used to think that recently, until recently.
Do you still see the part of that? Because, you know, that's what I wrote down. My notes are nothing is crazy. You know, I was saying it out loud. And then I did put the SB way, which I kind of still don't think is crazy, is thinking about your goal, dividing it by months, and dividing it by deals or weeks.
No, I think that's a very logical response to, I want to fly around a jet.
Right.
You know, but that has to happen first.
And right.
With that inspirational,
right.
True soul searching,
right.
Look at yourself in the mirror with a cup of coffee for like 30 to 60 days every single morning saying, you know, this is what I want.
Well, not like that. Well, you know what? With this thing, with the spreadsheet and series of the coffee, you have to check in with yourself often, by the way, to make sure you are on that path. Because let's just say, you know, you have this goal, this, you know, $1 million goal. If you find yourself 90 days in, you've done nothing. You know, now you need to reset. You're not working towards that goal.
Well, and it's simply, you're 100% right. In simplest terms, $1 million divided by 12 is, like, I think, $80,000 a month. So if you're 90 days in, you're already in the hole.
Right.
So you didn't need to extend a thing. Extend your deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Or double up on how much money you're going to generate equity.
Right.
The smart thing to do is say, okay, great. $1 million by 12 months from today. I'm going to give myself 30 days to do research, get involved in some whatever education that if I need it, find the right tools to do it, and really set the stage for this stuff and
set
test
my
it.
Family up.
Test
that
it
I'm
for
be
a reason.
Busy.
Yeah. Make sure your bills are paid.
Get my head around how much time it's going to take and be committed.
You know, for us, and this is not a commercial, but I'll tell you, we have built these tools that we have around this. I can tell you, if you want to make $1 million, I can tell you in less than 5 minutes how many mailers you need to send out. This is all in our stuff.
Right.
You need to send X amount of mailers out. You need to have somebody answer your phone if it's not yourself, if you have a job. You need, you know, there's these, this is beyond the scope of this podcast, but there's finite things that you need to do. But I'll tell you what, none of it's going to happen.
That
at
comes
all,
later.
Unless you do the coffee thing in the mirror, write down your goals, and talk about it with somebody.
Right. That's it. That's perfect.
You know how I accomplish my goals in the end? You.
How's that?
Because I need somebody to bounce stuff off of. I can't just sit by myself and do it all and do every single thing. I really do. It's just the way, I'm not happy about it. Like, every man thinks they can survive in the woods by themselves, you know? And that's just, I'm old enough now to know that's just, maybe I could do it, but I don't want to.
Thank you. You could.
Plus I have a partner, and not only in life, but handling half of the stuff that's required to get there. And then somebody to share it with when it's done, that's a huge motivator for me.
I know.
What am I going to do? Just sit on get all rich and sit out in the middle of the ocean by myself? No.
There are people that do that.
Well, I know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today anyway. Join us next time for an episode called Fictional Real Estate Passive Income.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
It's funny how some of these philosophical talks are your longest. You have a lot, and it's good. And I'm saying that as a compliment.
Yeah.
You have a lot to say, and that's awesome.
What harm is there in saying, you know what, this is really, I'm gonna put my heart and soul into this for 12 months.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Exactly. Commit.
Commitment.
Say it and commit. Wherever you are watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are
Steve and
Jill.
Information.
And inspiration.
To buy undervalued property.
Hey, I forgot one thing real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There happens to be a special going on right now. If you go to landacademy.com, check it out. Thanks. That's it.
Did you intentionally just wait to the bitter end or just...
No, I just had to get it in there because I forgot.
You know why? Because the staff gets mad.
Yeah.
They're like, we're trying to hit our numbers and you guys aren't even talking about this
stuff. Slid it in there.